Won't be a whole lot happening early in the week, but we will get some data later in the week that will draw some attention. The jobless claims update on Thursday. Estimate is 241,000 new claims. This is the third consecutive year of extremely low jobless claims. They're expected to stay low in Thursday's report. We'll also get the producer price index, used to be known as the wholesale price index. That'll come out Thursday. Expected to be very, very low in the 0.1%, 0.2% range. And that means the year-over-year figure will remain right around 2% or less for both of those categories. On Friday, we'll get the consumer price index Friday morning. Looks like those numbers will be benign. The headline number looks like 0.2%. The core number the same. If it comes in that way, the year-over-year CPI will be 1.7%, and the year-over-year core would be 1.8%. Fact of the matter is that the Federal Reserve has been pursuing policies trying to get the inflation rate up to 2% using the gauge they like, the personal consumption expenditure gauge. That has even been lower than the consumer price index gauge. So at least at this point, they're still working to try to get the inflation rate up to 2%. Now, the good thing about 2% inflation is that it's 2% away from deflation, which is the last thing you want to see is deflation. The problem with 2% inflation is the value of your dollar is cut in half in 36 years under the rule of 72. 72 divided by 2 equals 36. So that's the downside. But on the other hand, they really, really, they being the Fed, they want to stay as far away as they can stay from this whole issue of deflation because they view deflation as one of the worst things that can happen. And a lot of economists would agree with that.